Our first scripture reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 49. This can be found on page 90 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. Reading from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 13. Hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now on that same day, two of them were going to Jerusalem, going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted it to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he was going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. While he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." This is the word of the Lord.
I know you heard this story in another form on Easter Sunday as you were studying Emmaus, and it was your choice for Easter Sunday, but I realize this is the lectionary this week, and we always interpret Scripture 1,000,000,000 different ways, I think. Even those four pictures I showed the kids, they had a different idea as to which one was different. 8 weeks ago, we started our journey through Lent, a journey with Christ that led us to Jerusalem, to the Last Supper, the betrayal, the arrest, the trial, the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and yes, thankfully, the resurrection. The story continues today. Jesus meets two disciples who are discouraged and frustrated. As these two disciples walked and talked of the events of the week, Jesus came alongside of them. For whatever reasons, their eyes were restrained from recognizing that this third person was indeed Jesus, the risen Lord. Perhaps they were too preoccupied with their own disappointments and problems to even consider that this could be Jesus. But an important part is not that they did not recognize Jesus, but that Jesus recognized them as his own. His coming to them and walking alongside of them illustrates the truth that Jesus promises, "I am with you always." This small journey on the road to Emmaus represents our journey with Christ. It shows to us today four main points of what knowing the risen Christ does to our lives. Firstly, the road to Emmaus is a road of companionship, because Jesus desires to walk with each of us. Even when we do not recognize him, Jesus recognizes us. A little boy was asked by his mother if he knew the name of God's son. "Yes," replied the boy, "it's Andy." Curious, she asked why he thought his name was Andy. "Well," he said, "because of the song. You know, the one that goes, 'And he walks with me, and he talks with me.'" Tony Campolo, a Christian author, said that when he was a young boy, he disliked the song "In the Garden," thinking that Jesus sounded kind of wimpy, being around dew and roses and birds hushing their singing. But now, as an older gentleman, he says that he enjoys nothing more than his walks and his talks with Jesus, and how precious they are to him. This road we journey is a road of companionship. Jesus wants to join us in our travels of life, walking with us and talking with us. We are to trust him as our companion on the road we travel. Invite him into each moment and experience his presence. Second, the road to Emmaus is a road of conversation. As Jesus joined the disciples, he began to converse with them, asking of the events they talked about. And in asking, he allowed them to tell him their deepest hurts, their angers, their frustrations. They poured out their hearts to him. but how they were counting on this Jesus to redeem Israel. They had placed all their hope in him. When he had died, their hopes had died. They spoke of the resurrection being told by the women, but to them it seemed futile, for they had lost their friend. And Jesus listens to them. He is the greatest empathetic listener, and he is able to listen to our hurts and discouragements with the ability to enter into our pain. These two had no idea they were talking to the one who had been crucified and raised, the one who had turned their sorrow into joy. Do we know that Jesus desires to converse with us? Like these two, we can tell him whatever is on our hearts and our minds. He wants to listen. He wants to talk with us. In 1 Peter 7 is written, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." Companionship, conversation. But it is also a road of challenge. We might expect Jesus to say to the two disciples, "It's okay, I understand," after they had shared their woes. But instead he says, "Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe." His words were not meant to harm or insult, but to challenge them, to jolt them out of their thinking and wake them up. Tell them what the scripture said. Help them to see that the scriptures have been fulfilled by what had happened. These men knew all the biblical prophecies about the Messiah to come. They knew it up here. But they could not understand why God did not intervene on the cross and save Jesus. They were caught up in the political powers, failing to understand the true work of the Messiah. Jesus challenges our beliefs. He knows we cannot live without faith. These two on the Emmaus Road were foolish for not believing the prophets, for not believing all that they had seen and heard. What about us? What would Jesus say to us today? Are we slow to believe? We know the truth that he is risen, but do we believe? Do we live like we believe? The scriptures communicate the spiritual truths we need to know. And Jesus challenges us to believe and to live out that belief. A road of companionship, for Jesus walks with us. A road of conversation, for Jesus speaks to us and we speak to him. It's a road of challenge, because Jesus challenges them to trust the scriptures, to believe. And finally, the Emmaus Road is a road of change. The disciples started out in despair, in sorrow, and in sadness, but they met the risen Christ. Their hope was restored. They were changed. It is written that their eyes were opened and they knew him. And as quickly as they knew him, he was gone. They began to speak to one another, but it was not about the week's events. It was about seeing the risen Lord. They said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scripture to us?" Their lives prior to this moment was like a smoldering fire that gives no light, just smoke to cloud things up. But once they came into the presence of the risen Lord, their hearts were ablaze. A burning fire gives light for all to see, and they saw. They understood. They believed. All because of the risen Lord. Jesus' victory became their restoring hope. It became the anchor of their lives, and with renewed hope, they ran back to Jerusalem. The long, discouraged walk to Emmaus now became a joyous run to Jerusalem with renewed strength. They were changed. Changed from sorrow to joy. Changed from uncertainty to understanding. Changed from fear to action. When arriving back in Jerusalem, the two found the 11 together. And with great zeal and their renewed hope, they said, "The Lord is risen." And they shared the joy. They shared the joy of the message that had changed them. Our life with Jesus, our walk along life's road, it is full of companionship. For Jesus promises to be with us. May our faith journey be one of conversation as we talk to our Savior, sharing, listening, learning. And may be a walk full of challenge. May each challenge cause us to grow, to get stronger. With each step, may we be able to share more and to live out our faith. And may our walk with Christ be full of change as we rejoice and live in the knowledge that Christ came to restore us, to save us. This isn't just an Easter morning revelation. This is an every morning revelation. Companionship, conversation, challenge, change. These are the promises of Christ as we continue our journey with Him, as we walk with Him, proclaiming to all that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Say it with me. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.